Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Let us welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Hi, Lucretia.
Good morning. Hi.
So today, I'm going to re-emphasize the great importance of getting your second dose of your vaccine and also talk about kids getting their physicals for kindergarten and sports later on in the year, not waiting until the fall.
Exactly. It's really important to bring yourself around to getting that second dose of your vaccine. We do see a no-show rate of somewhere between 8 and 10% of people not coming back for the second dose. And, you know, there are studies out that, especially with the Delta variant, the first dose only gives you about 30-ish percent of protection. But after you get your second dose, then you're at 88% protected.
Wow.
So it's a huge difference. And, you know, the Delta variant isn't going to be the last variant, because as the virus continues to spread, it will continue to mutate.
Yeah.
That is what viruses do. So we need to really make sure that people get that second dose. It's never too late. I know we tell you it's 3 weeks for Pfizer and 4 weeks for Moderna, but if it was 2 months ago or, you know, 10 weeks ago, it's fine. Come and get your second dose. We will be available in July on Tuesdays for drive-up vaccines here at the clinic, 205 South Street. You don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to be our patient. It's free. It can be your first dose. It can be your second dose. We'll be here from 4 to 6 just waiting, and we'll have all three of the vaccines available for you. So please take advantage of the fact that this is available. We're trying to hunt people down to make sure we can get as many people vaccinated as possible, especially right now with the masking mandates going away and the state opening back up. You know, we're back to a time where we can expose each other to this virus much more easily than when we were all masked. So our risk has increased for those of us those of you who may be unvaccinated. So please think about getting vaccinated now based on the fact that now everybody's walking around without masks, and that Delta variant is very, very contagious. Also, a reminder for parents out there, grandparents, remind the parents of these children who are going into kindergarten, schedule your kindergarten physicals early. In August, we're going to have some vacations happening over with our pediatric providers, and it's going to be a little bit of a crunch for the schedule. So we don't want people to wait until the last minute to get those physicals scheduled or kids' sports physicals. Give us a call during the summer when everybody has a little bit more time, and we'll get those taken care of.
All right. Lucretia, one question. You said that to get that second dose, come on over anytime. If you've gotten your first dose somewhere else, should you bring that card with you?
You should bring the card. We can look it up if we need to, if you lost your card, so that shouldn't be a deterrent.
Okay.
We can go into the registry and take a look at to see what you got and make sure we give you the right vaccine for your second dose.
All right. So no excuses.
No excuses whatsoever. With all of the vaccine events that we've been doing, a lot of our pop-up events have been very popular. It seems that people, you know, like the idea of not making an appointment and just showing up.
Yeah.
We had a good turnout at the Purity parking lot.
Great.
We had a good turnout at the farmer's market. So we're going to continue to do that. If you know of a place that maybe would be a nice centrally located place that we could go, just give me a call and let me know. Fort Bragg is looking better this week. We're at 62.6% fully vaccinated. So we're making advances every week. And I really want to give a shout out to the Anderson Valley area. Philo is the next community that just hit 100% vaccinated.
All right. All right. Well, Lucretia, a lot of good information and some good news right there, just stated a few moments ago. Thanks very much for being with us today on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.